Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ian Smith's had a good match here.
Stumped by Smithy.
Ian Smith really is top class at his job.
All right, it's time to play Stumped here on ESPN's In Mornings with Ian Smith. We get straight into it, eh, Smithy? A $50 TAB bonus bet. That is what is up for grabs. And first at the crease, Jason from Auckland. Come in, mate.
Hiya, how's it going?
Yeah, cool, Jason. Really good this morning. So we've got $50 up for grabs, as Logan has just said. What are the categories for Jason this morning, please, Logan?
To choose from, you have cricket, rugby league, and golf.
Let's go cricket.
All right, good luck. First question for you, Jason. The New Zealand Cricket Awards for 2023 have been decided, with the Women's ODI Player of the Year going to Ferns great Susie Bates. Who won that ODI award in 2022?
It was Susie Bates this year, you said?
Yes.
We'll go with Amelia Kerr last year then.
Just a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
He's really shaking his head. He's feeling that one already.
Yeah, no, I was thinking her or Sophie Devine. There's only really three, isn't there, that you put in the bracket now that Amy Satterthwaite has retired. So you're really only looking at a three-woman proposal, really, in that regard. So well done. One to Jason.
Second question for you, Jason. Sticking with the cricket awards, who was named the Test Player of the Year?
For the men's, obviously. I'm going to lose out this one. Let's go. Oh, shit. Let's just go Tom Latham.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Smithy?
Interesting. I think it was a Tom. I think it might have been Tom Blundell.
Just a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
Yeah, Tom Blundell, and he dressed up for the occasion, looked pretty good on the night. So, Jason, you're dismissed. You've been stumped. Back to the pavilion for you, and we go to Craig from Tauranga. How you doing, mate?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Yeah, pretty cool, Craig. I haven't heard from him for a little while, so it'd be nice to beat you.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Bay versus Bay for the last question. $50 TAB bonus bet on the line here. CEO of the New Zealand Cricket Players Association, Heath Mills, picked up the Burt Sutcliffe Medal for outstanding services to cricket. Our keeper, the one standing behind the stumps right now, has previously been a recipient of that same award. What year did Ian Stockley-Smith win the Burt Sutcliffe Medal? Craig.
Oh, that's rough, because if I get this wrong,
it's a bit of a setup by Brian, let's be fair, but that is the question.
What's the name of the contest, Craig? What's the name of the contest?
Yeah, I know, it's got your name. You're obviously all over this, Smithy. Are you sure you didn't write the question yourself?
It's not called Help Craigie, it's called Stump Smithy.
Gosh. Smithy's done so much for cricket. He deserves it every year, to be fair.
Oh, yeah, good on you.
Flattery won't help you. Yeah.
That won't help you.
I'm trying. Okay, it's a huge stab in the dark. I really don't know, but let's just go with, say, not too long after the playing days, back in the 90s. I'll go with 1998.
Oh, Craig, I'm sorry.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Smithy, come on, mate.
Well, I think I'm going to have a crack here because I have to, but I've got a feeling It was so this is the 2023. Do you class this as 2023 or 2022-23?
Well, it's the 20. Yeah, that's a weird one because it is the 2023 awards, but it recognises 2022.
So I'm going to say last year I think it was won by Penny Kinsella out of Wellington. The year that I was lucky to be awarded it was a COVID year. Couldn't have it, the thing. So it was all done remotely. So I think that was 2021. I'll go 2021. I was actually awarded it that year.
Oh, man.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Do we have to? I don't have to go to the third umpire because it's telling me 2020 here.
Oh, God,
sounds good to me. Sorry,
Smitty. So the way I thought that worked was you were awarded it in 2020 for the 2019 year.
Right. Okay. Rightio. Brian is the official rulemaker here, and he has spoken. So I'm a mug.
But just out of interest, I just googled it just to see, and it says in April 2020 was awarded the Bert Sutcliffe Medal.
Okay, rightio, if that's your attitude, you can have it. Craig, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. It feels a bit hollow, but...
Okay, rightio, I'm going to do some research on that, but I won't take away the fact that you've got the dough again. Congratulations, and have a terrific day.